Hi, everybody, and you're very welcome back to another David Vance bite-sized political podcast. And we keep on steamrolling through with these. Hope you enjoyed yesterday's, and hopefully you will also enjoy the ones we put out today. By the way, can I remind you just to don't forget to visit davidvance.net. Lots of great content over there, and it's certainly worth a visit. So if you're listening to this, do me a favor afterwards and click to davidvance.net. Okay. Let's talk about controlled media a little bit, shall we? Because I don't know about you, but I mean, I'm so sick of platforms like, for example, Talk TV/Talk Radio. Now, I know we've gone on, we've joshed about it quite a lot over the last couple of years with Julia Hartley Brewer, you know, the vaccine queen. And then she became that she stands with Zelensky queen, didn't she? And I listened to her awful program this morning for about 5 minutes and then I turned it off. The truth of the matter is that when you listen to what the likes of Julia Hartley Brewer is putting out today, literally today on the 25th of January, 2023, she's so enthusiastic about, oh, the tanks, we're going to send the tanks in and that's going to bring what? Peace? Well, no, it's going to bring death and killing, isn't it, Julia? But no, we're going to send the troops in. The US are going to send the Abrams tanks in. The Germans are going to send in their Leopard tanks. Take that, Pooty Putin. That's going to sort you out. Meanwhile, we have similar stories being put across on the BBC, Sky, and all the rest of it. And my point is this. That just as in 2020 and 2021, and indeed in 2022 even, these media platforms were allowed to criticize aspects of government policy, right? Aspects of it. So, for example, they could criticize masks if they wanted. They could even criticize lockdowns, although go along with it, naturally. But they could never criticize vaccines because the regime didn't allow that. And so, like good little puppets, on talk radio, for example, they shilled for the vaccines. They're safe. They're effective. I've taken my two. I can go on holidays. Shouldn't you? And by the way, we're not going to have any of those anti-vaccine, anti-science bigots on our wonderful platform. No, we're going to make sure that the commentators who come on are all equally little shills, only prepared to go far. This is why I am banned from mainstream media, folks. You will not see me ever on any of these platforms because the way I speak, the directness of my speech is what they cannot stand. The fact that if I was brought on to any of these platforms, I would instantly condemn the war in Ukraine, all sides, by the way. I would condemn Russia, I would condemn Ukraine, and I would certainly condemn NATO, which in many ways is the architect of the difficulties that we now experience there. Just like, as you know, for a couple of years, I condemned the ludicrous lockdowns, the ludicrous mask wearing, the stupid and evil vaccine mandates, and then, of course, last but not least, the incredibly dangerous so-called vaccines, all of that. But you can't have voices like mine, so because it disrupts narrative. And this is the point, really, that all these platforms, Talk TV being one, they're controlled. Everything you listen to is controlled. It's allowed to go so far, but no further. And I might add that I think GB News is very similar. And I know there's people who listen to this who probably do listen to GB News. I'm not saying that the likes of GB News and even Talk Radio aren't a little better than the BBC or Sky, but you're missing the point. They're allowed to be a little bit better because Ofcom allows them a little bit more rope, but not enough that what they say might hang the establishment. No, they're not allowed that amount of rope. So you see, you have to play the game. So if you're one of these, you know, political commentators I see who come onto these platforms and Julia will ask them for their penny's worth and they'll say, oh, well, yes, well, we do agree that these tanks are going to definitely make a difference. And we've been a bit behind the curveball helping Zelensky, but now we're really getting going. This is the point. Instead of saying this is much more likely to bring us towards World War III, which is what needs to be said, instead, they're all shilling because they are all controlled. Well, let me tell you, friends, as long as you support me, I'm not controlled. Okay? I am absolutely independent. I am resolutely free-minded. I will not comply, and I sure as hell will not submit to the media narrative, which in the case of Ukraine today, it's gone mental. It's gone mental. The West is absolutely up in the ante. Now, it may be done for different reasons. It could be done through utter desperation, as we know Ukrainians are being put through the meat grinder. We know that. So that may well be the explanation for it, actually. But it's the danger. It's the danger to global peace and to human life that concerns people like me. And that's why people like me will never be allowed on controlled media, because I'm uncontrolled. And that's why I wanted to thank you all for your continued support, because when you do things like buy me a coffee or whatever, you empower me to be able to speak out and to put content like this out on this platform and indeed on other platforms as well. In other words, we are the actual real media, and our enemies, I'm afraid to say, are the controlled media. Don't be under any illusions. We've got controlled political parties. We've got controlled media. Well, we're staying uncontrolled. Thanks for listening.